Democratic U.S. Representative Mary Peltola of Alaska in a televised debate called partisanship a threat to the country as she sought to make the case for re-election to the seat she's held since September against challengers, including Republican Sarah Palin. Peltola beat Palin and Republican Nick Begich in an August special election to fill the remainder of the late Republican Representative Don Young's term, which ends in January. The three, along with Libertarian Chris Bayh, are candidates in the November 8th election for a full two-year term. A West Coast tribe says it's time to return the Diablo Canyon lands to indigenous people. The Diablo Canyon power plant stands at the edge of the continent above cliffs that plunge into the Pacific Ocean. The only piece that's missing is the coast's first people, the Yaktitiu Yaktaklini, and they are determined to return. The tribe, also known as the Northern Chumash, sent a letter last month to California Governor Gavin Newsom requesting the return of the Diablo Canyon lands. An unlikely alliance is forming between tribal members and non-tribal South Dakota landowners. Since 2010, Joy Braun, a member of the Cheyenne River Sioux Tribe, has fought the construction of oil and gas pipelines in her region, working to protect sacred places where her forebears lived. In many of those battles, Braun came up against white ranchers and farmers who supported the pipelines and received fees from the developers for the use of their land. Today, Braun is opposing a huge new pipeline that would transport carbon dioxide from five Midwestern states, Iowa, Minnesota, Nebraska, and North and South Dakota. But this time, she finds herself in an unusual alliance with white landowners, also against the pipeline. Those are your headlines at this hour. I'm Colette Keith in the KIPI News Center.